So what's happening in your hometown? Well, that's what we like to try to find out all the time while we talk to great people, just like Dave Bernhardt at Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, how you doing today?
Well, good morning, Tim. I tell you what, we're not doing all bad with our current weather conditions. How about it?
Yeah, it's been okay.
We're saving money on the heat bill, you know, and everything. Yeah, we'll sign up for this, okay?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I know it's unusual, and yeah, we'll probably have to pay for it a little while later, but it's North Iowa, right?
It is. You know, it's kind of like, wait a minute, and sooner or later the weather will change, but we've been in this mild pattern right now where we've been at or just a little bit above normal, and, you know, it's almost not like January, for sure.
Your snow shovel's getting rusty, which is good, right?
Yeah, I started my snow thrower the other day on a sunny day just to make sure it still runs.
There you go. Absolutely. No, this is good for everybody, which is pretty evident.
So what's going on at Mason City All Risk Insurance this morning?
Well, you know, a lot of things going on positive. I mean, we talked last week about the, you know, opportunity to have bigger and better markets and stuff like that, which is now coming into play. But I'll give some more details about that in upcoming weeks. The thing I'd like to talk a little bit about this morning is the fact that these grain markets have really, you know, been pumped up pretty good in the past few weeks. I mean, holy cow, Tim, it's looking like profitability is coming back to farming. So I've been getting some calls from some different farmers, you know, what can we do about this or what can we do about that or whatever. So my whole theme, I guess, this morning is let's come in and sit down. Let's look at some situations, what you need, and what we can help you with. You know, the last thing I want to do is have somebody caught with a bad hailstorm that takes away all their crop. If we have $4 and $5 corn, that wouldn't be good. You know, or a big windstorm or something like that, like Central Iowa had. So I want to be proactive and sit down with these guys and keep on keeping on doing what we're doing and be successful at it. So I'm going to keep on working this hard because we only have till March 15th to readjust or reassess some of our policies. So a short period of time, I can't see everybody on the last day, so we'd prefer that they plan ahead and let's get some talking and some planning done. I'm pretty optimistic about agriculture for 2021 and very, very optimistic about the future of farming right now.
Well, I'm hearing that from a lot of people, too. And, you know, it's the beginning of the year. And I was just talking with, for example, Chad the other day out of Corporate Farmer. And he and I were talking about it's a new year, but you have dates, just like you're talking about. The dates are on the calendar, the regular dates. And you start to move ahead and plan ahead. And everything starts to fall into place again for agriculture.
And it's very evident, you know, used machinery is selling at a pretty darn good price, better than normal. I'm hearing from some of the dealers that it's even getting harder and harder to get brand new stuff if they want to trade in. So, I mean, it's just showing moving forward. So let's keep it going. Come on in, sit down, talk to us. Let's take a look at what you need. More importantly, just take a look at how to structure it. So it benefits you. Not everybody that comes through my door, Tim, needs the same thing. You know, some need it really, really big. Some need it not so big because they manage risk other ways. So please, let's do it ahead of time. If you're out there working with somebody that's not tuned into agriculture, please stop in and see us. We are tuned into agriculture right here at Mason City All Risk.
I know you are. You are absolutely, you are plugged into it. That's for sure. And you have been for years, Dave.
Yeah, we have. You know, I've been at this for in the agency side now for almost 35 years, 34, 35 years been doing this. Prior to that, it was a farmer. Prior to that, it was a crop adjuster. So I know about this. I know company people. We know how to get it done. I got some staff here to help me. Julie's here all day, every day with me. I got another young lady that picked up her license in the past year, Haley. She's licensed also. And I still have my other salespeople also there too. So, you know, don't think just because you can't talk to Dave, you know, he's taking a nap from 2 to 4, all right? You can't see somebody else, all right? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if you're not telling the truth on the radio.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't.
I'm going to call you in between 2 and 4 this afternoon. I got to find out if you're napping.
So, anytime. And we've had a few people through the building. Again, we keep circling back. Cautious with the mask. Good deal. Maybe call ahead, email, text, whatever. Send up a smoke signal. Any way we can talk to you, I'd like to talk to you to put something together for 2021.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. All lines of insurance, too, at Mason City All Risk Insurance. You can get it covered.
We hope so, Tim. We definitely hope so. And if not, we're really going to give it a hard try, point out some things to you. Maybe you can, like I said, do a little tune-up on as far as coverages on your farm insurance or whatever. You know, one little simple thing. You know, if a farmer has a bin full of corn out there and 2 months ago, you know, he valued that corn at $3 a bushel, and, you know, he's got that coverage on his policy in case something happens to that corn, he might want to tune that up a little bit. That corn's worth a little more than $3 a bushel now, so he might want to get a hold of the agent and cover that grain that's on the farm.
Oh, sure.
Better. See, that's just simple stuff. They come home with a brand new piece of machinery. Please don't let the agent be the last one to know, okay? Kind of like trading vehicles, you know. Please don't let your agent be the last one to know 3 months later that you traded for something brand new and never bothered to tell us.
Oh, yeah. No, you're first on the list. You have to be first on the list. No, you can't go in after driving it for 10,000 miles and say, hey, listen, yeah, I forgot, but I just bumped into something.
Yeah, I had 3 fender benders, but, you know, yeah, okay.
No, don't do that to... Don't do that to Dave and his staff, everybody. If, you know, when you're making those trades in vehicles or farm machinery or what have you, Mason City All Risk Insurance first. How do they reach you, Dave?
Hey, they can come over to 1415 South Monroe. Still got the big yellow sign out front there. The old American flag still flying high out front. And give us a call, local, 423-8785. 1-800-427-8785. And for those techie people, you know, they can Google Mason City All Risk, and we'll show up there too. Some of those things have a mugshot of Dave on there. Some of them don't. And Dave's been playing around with a little Facebook stuff too. So trying to be, you know, behaving myself on Facebook. So I will continue to do that. Okay.
All right. Get in touch with Dave any way you can, everybody, at Mason City All Risk Insurance. Great to talk to you this morning, Dave.
If you can't remember my name, just say, hey, I want to talk to the big guy, okay?
The big guy. All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you real soon, Dave. Thank you.
Please do. See you on the radio, buddy.
All right. See you later. It's Dave Bernhardt with us, everybody, on AM 1300, KGLO Mason City.